Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. City skipper Fernandinho has clocked up 360 appearances for the club since joining from Shakhtar Donetsk in 2013. He's now in his ninth campaign, having penned a one-year extension to his current deal last summer. In that time, he's won 12 trophies and is now City's longest-serving player and a leader on and off the pitch. But he says that he's still got work to do at the club. He said, "In my head and my mind, the job is not done yet, and that's why I decided to stay here another year and try to help the team and the club to achieve the goals that they're looking for. In my point of view, we can do that. There's still places to improve and to get those targets." Moving on, and Barcelona reportedly attempted to sell Ousmane Dembele to City last summer as the Catalan outfit tried to ease their financial problems. The France international has still not signed a new deal at the Nou Camp, meaning that, as it stands, he will be free to discuss a pre-contract at a foreign club in January. The 24-year-old has only made one appearance for Barcelona this season, recovering from a knee injury to feature against Dynamo Kiev on November 2nd before picking up a hamstring issue. Manchester United and Juventus are both believed to be keeping a close eye on the developments, with Dembele potentially becoming available on a free transfer next year. And finally, City have reportedly inquired for RB Leipzig midfielder Christopher Nkunku, who scored a hat-trick against Pep Guardiola's side earlier in the season. According to reports, the Premier League champions are keen on the French midfielder, with City seemingly impressed by how Nkunku tore apart the likes of Edison and Ruben Diaz earlier in the season. That's all for now. We'll have more later.